USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dennis Muhlenberg, who's been the CEO at Boeing, is out of that job now. In a statement released Monday morning, the board of directors says it's decided they need a change of leadership to, quote, restore confidence in the company. Muhlenberg's been under fire as Boeing struggles to handle the fallout from the grounding of the 737 MAX jet fleet. Here's analyst Kelly Brothers.
For whatever reason, they have not been able to get the plane back in the air. That impacts a lot of people, not only at Boeing, but their vendors, their customers.
He was speaking to NBC News. Chairman David Calhoun will move up to be president and CEO effective January 13th. A Saudi Arabian prosecutor announcing a short time ago that five people will be put to death for the brutal murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi at a Saudi consulate in Turkey in April of 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Flu deaths across the country are on the rise. The CDC says there have been around 1,800 fatalities from the flu so far this season, including 19 children. Federal health officials say all parts of the country are seeing an increase in flu activity, but especially in the South and the West. Following last week's House impeachment vote against President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff is defending the commander-in-chief.
The reason this president's being impeached is because he's winning in so many ways.
That's Mark Short on Meet the Press on NBC yesterday, saying that Trump was impeached because of a Democratic fear that the president could be reelected. Short says Trump was also impeached because he is winning when it comes to taxes, the economy, military funding, and a new trade deal with China. Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport opened again after heavy rains and flooding forced it to close its doors yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A Christian magazine that called for President Trump's removal from office says it has seen three times as many people subscribe as have canceled their subscriptions since the editorial ran. That's according to Christianity Today editor Mark Galley telling MSNBC Sunday that there's been an outpouring of support amid the backlash over his editorial criticizing the president's, quote, blackened moral record. The editorial published last Thursday called on evangelicals to remember who they are and who they serve. Bill Cosby's publicist taking issue with some of Eddie Murphy's remarks, including the joke about the disgraced comedian on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. In his monologue, Murphy mentioned that he has 10 kids now, and then he recapped Cosby's fall from grace and landing in prison for rape.
But if you had told me 30 years ago that I would be this boring, stay-at-home, you know, house dad, and Bill Cosby would be in jail, even I would have took that bet. I'll tell you, who is America's dad now?
Cosby's publicist calling Murphy a, quote, Hollywood slave and suggesting Murphy's career wouldn't have happened without Cosby's trailblazing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.